This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Mandolin Orange, known for intimate harmonies and delicately layered instrumentals. The duo made up of Emily Franz and Andrew Marlin has won accolades with that distinct sound. Their latest album, Blindfaller, was named one, or their last album, I should say, Blindfaller, was named one of Rolling Stone's top 40 country albums of 2016. So that was a while ago. Time for a new album, right? The new one, Tides of a Teardrop, digs deeper into themes of grief and loss, including the loss of Andrew's mom when he was a teenager. Tides of Teardrop comes out February 1st. We get a preview here today. Emily Franz on guitar and vocals, and Andrew Marlin on the mandolin and vocals. Welcome to both of you, Mandolin Orange.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back. You're playing the Orange Peel in February in Asheville, and then the Deepak on February 1st, right?
Yeah.
A sold-out Deepak.
Yeah, pretty wild.
It's amazing and wonderful. It's not shocking, but I have to say, I just think about, because I kind of can say I knew you when you were on here very early in your careers together, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember being very, very nervous. More nervous than I am right now.
We think you passed the audition. They say it's great stuff and so exciting. But let's talk about this new album now, because it does take you forward after all of those accolades and you're making a new album. Tell us a little bit more about it. Andrew, tell us about this album.
This one, I started writing the tunes probably about 2 years ago, right after Blindfaller came out. And it was, I think, Late September is the name of the song, and it was Late September, the time of year, when I really start feeling the loss of my mom, because she died in early October of 2005. And so...
And you were maybe 18?
18.
Yeah,
and so I think, you know, the loss of her has been on a bunch of other records, but really decided to dive in on this one.
Is that the thing you noticed just then, the September, sort of the billowing of the grief as the sun began to fade and as that anniversary got closer?
Yeah, it's something that's every year it seems to get heavier and heavier, and just as the season starts changing, I guess everybody feels a little bit, but it just hits me a little harder. So I think with the writing of this album, I've been able to do a lot of healing with that as well.
Will you do a song for us?
Sure. This is one where I'm talking to my dad. It's called Golden Embers. 2, 3, 4. Like an old friend, kinder than expected. That Cadillac came and gave our girl the ride. Loss has no end,
it binds to our connection.
We don't speak of it,
we don't even try. You've got burning in you, then you can help me and end our time together. Her memory will ever shine like golden embers in the night. I miss the old hymns when she used to sing.
The sparrows spread their mortal wings.
Now they've all lighted with the silence of streams,
like notes on the pages.
She breathed life into all. If you could help me to share the trouble that you've got burning in you,
just like an old friend. Reach out to me
and bathe me in the light of understanding, and try to help me to share the trouble that you've got burning in you. Then you can help me and in our time together her shine like golden embers in the night.
Golden Embers, Mandolin Orange, from their soon-to-be-released album, Tides of a Teardrop. Mandolin Orange is a multi-instrumentalist, vocalist, Emily Franz, and Andrew Marlin. They're going to play shows February 1st at the DPAC in Durham, February 2nd at the Orange Peel in Asheville. What a lovely song.
Thank you.
Tell us more about this. Emily, I want to hear more about how this album came together, because you worked with a lot of artists. You were on tour for a long time, lots of collaboration.
Yeah.
I just wonder, when it comes time to make the new album, if you have to put all of that out of your mind, or if there's something about all that collaboration that works its way in.
I think for this album, it was definitely the latter. We toured pretty much really hard all of 2017 with the band that we ended up making the album with. And so we got really comfortable playing as a five piece and comfortable with listening to each other and with how that felt. And so when we went in to arrange the tunes before we went to the studio for Tides of a Teardrop, it just felt really natural. Even though this wasn't the first album that we made with the band, we were able to collaborate a lot more on arrangements and be a little more creative with it and have that feel comfortable instead of us stepping outside of our duo comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. We do another song for us?
Sure. See the Wolves here?
Yeah, this is a tune called The Wolves.
At my gate, I'll always greet you. At my door, you're welcome in. There can be no transgression as a means to an end. So when the wolves are howling, open arms are closed in fear. Helping hands are clenched in anger, broken hearts beyond repair. And everything's so great, can't get better, makes me want to cry. But I'll go out howling. Stands tall and mighty with her keen and watchful eye and the heart of a mother holding out her guiding light. It's just a hard road to travel, it's old rock from end to end. The sun, it rises on her brow and sets upon the great expanse. And everything's so great, can't get better. Makes me want to cry,
but I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. Thank you.
stand so tall and mighty, her gaze facing the east. And at her back our doors are closing as we grin and bare our teeth. On the wind the wolves are howling, she cries they're drawing near. Well, turn around, my darling, the wolves are here. And everything's so great, can't get better, makes me wanna cry.
But I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. Yeah, I'll go out howling at the moon tonight.
Mandolin Orange, The Wolves, from their new album Tides of a Teardrop. Mandolin Orange, Emily France, and Andrew Marlin. Their album drops next week, and they'll play sold-out crowds at the Deepak in Durham on February 1st and the Orange Peel in Asheville on February 2nd. Another great song. And Andrew, I understand that in writing that song, you were really thinking about this current crisis that we're having over our border with our southern neighbors.
Yeah, definitely. It's hard not to think about it. Kind of borders on all sides, you know. It's amazing anybody wants to come here right now. But yeah, I think I like looking at the Statue of Liberty as a mother figure for the country, because the country was really founded on what she represents, which is liberty. And this mother figure with her arms wide open to anyone who needs, you know, that needs a new home or needs asylum or anything. So yeah, that's really what that song is talking about, how she's looking out to sea and supposed to be welcoming these people, but or anyone really, and there's all the shady stuff happening behind her back.
Emily, let me ask you a question about this record, because we talked about the fact that your first record played to enormous critical success. It was also a commercial success. People loved the record. Now you're coming out with a new one. Does that give you kind of a little sophomore tremor?
I guess. In some ways, yes, but I don't think we think about that too much in the process of making the record, which is good. It takes so long to write the songs and record it, and at that time you're just thinking about how to best convey the music. And then around now, when it's going out into the world, we're thinking, oh God, what does this sound like? Are people going to like it?
People like me ask you that question.
Yeah, but no, thankfully we were able to, I think, keep a good boundary there.
It's good stuff. Always great to see you. So happy for you. Oh, and not only are you dropping records, you're dropping babies. How wonderful. Your parents.
Yeah. Yes, it's a fun new development.
Yeah, are you thinking about taking the baby on the road?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
the story
she'll,
there.
She'll be on the whole tour.
That is so great. You've gotten advice from people who've done this, right?
Yeah, it's something that people do, thankfully. I've gotten a lot of encouraging advice about how to mom on tour, and I think it'll be go off well.
It'll be great. It'll be great. It'll be great. You'll be happy you did. I'm going to ask you to play us out, but first I want to tell everybody, Mandolin Orange is Emily France and Andrew Marlin. Their new album is Tides of a Teardrop. It comes out next week. They're playing sold-out crowds at the Deepak in Durham February 1st, the Orange Peel in Asheville February 2nd, and you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski and Jenny Lawson were on the board today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Mandolin Orange, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Here's a tune called Mother Dear.
Check that tune in real quick. Well, it's going to be a little loud tune, but we'll go with it. One, two, three, one.
Somewhere in a field of clover, she waits for me. She frolics in the lane,
in a land of endless spring, no scavengers or
machines, she is free. But somewhere in a field of clothes, she waits for me. And as the cars go rolling by, highway hums a lullaby, and she's sleeping on the side of the street. But somewhere in a field of clover, she waits for me. Stumble